The Journey Hometown Journal.
We just thought, well, you know, we can actually tell our own story to the troops by signing cards and writing messages saying, hey, we still pray for you. We know this is a tough engagement that you're in, but we support you and we're here for you when you get home.
Welcome to this week's program. I'm Mike Weston, along with Mark Edwards, and today we're going to share the work one organization is doing to impact the lives of active duty service members, as well as veterans and wounded warriors.
That organization is Operation Thank You, founded by Brian Bowman. Their website is operationthankyou.org, and they connect the public with soldiers through a variety of cards and postcards. When you visit the site, you or your church group can select the cards and write messages to those who are serving our country.
Operation Thank You's motto is Inspiring America's Bravest, and Journey listeners did just that. During the holiday season, more than 500 cards were sent to soldiers, so thank you for participating, and we look forward to working with Operation Thank You in the future. Brian, tell us more about the campaign with our listeners and the response you received.
We're very glad that we had an opportunity to partner with the Journey because a lot of people maybe have not heard of what we're doing with these cards. We were able to send numerous care packages of the cards that we received back from listeners in care packages, and those went to deployed chaplains. We've heard from some of them. They've already received the cards. I just want to say thanks to anyone who went to our website, ordered the cards, signed them, and sent them back to us. And I know that other people sent them directly to friends that were deployed or maybe gave them away to veterans or service members in their church. And it's all about providing encouragement and inspiration. And it was a great way to partner. And I look forward to doing that again if there's another opportunity to continue that type of project.
Do you get regular stories back from overseas, from soldiers or from commanders? Do you get responses of, we got these cards in our troop and stories from those guys?
I do. In fact, over the years, I've received some very nice thank you letters along with some American flags that have been flown in various aircraft, and then they mount the flag and send it to me, or they just send me the flag and then we can mount it and frame it. But it's a nice certificate that says, you know, this flag was flown over the skies of Afghanistan on this date. And it's just something to think, you know, here we've given them all this encouragement through these thank you cards. And one of the ways that they're thanking us is by having flags flown at different locations. And I've got several of those. And those are really nice to know that, you know, the significance behind not only our American flag, but the mission that it was on, or maybe it was flown over a hospital or something like that. And so that's just been wonderful. And we often get emails from the chaplains who have helped with the distribution of the cards about how in a day where people get, you know, Facebook and tweets, everything, it's digital. When you actually get a handwritten card, it's just kind of unique because we don't really do that a lot. I mean, hardly anyone gets mail anymore. It's all email and things like that. So they talk about the significance of getting the ones, especially from the children. I think some of the favorite ones are the ones that have soldier misspelled or just common words misspelled because maybe a 5 or 6-year-old filled them out. And those that have children that are serving overseas, it just kind of really touches a soft place in their heart.
Brian Bowman of Operation Thank You is our guest on Hometown Journal. Brian has served in the U.S. Armed Forces since 1992 and is a chaplain in the Air National Guard. Brian, why did you want to start Operation Thank You?
It was probably in 2003, about the summer of 2003, when the war in Iraq was getting politicized and the news media, in my opinion, started to change it from, it started to have a negative tone. And what was happening was the military members that were overseas were wondering if the right story was being told in the news media. And so we just thought, well, you know, we can actually tell our own story to the troops by signing cards and writing messages saying, hey, we still pray for you. We know this is a tough engagement that you're in, but we support you and we're here for you when you get home. And so that's kind of how it started. We saw a need because service members were asking, what's going on back in the States. We're doing some great things here, but the stories that we're hearing in the news aren't portraying what's actually happening in Iraq. And so we felt like we could fill that need by getting these cards to chaplains. And being a chaplain myself and having deployed several times, I know how important the morale is. In fact, some people for, you know, many years, they thought chaplains were just like morale officers, which that's part of our job. But obviously, Christian chaplains represent the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel and so forth. But it was a ministry that we could help chaplains, because as they go around and visit, which is one of the duties when you're a chaplain, you go around and you visit everybody, no matter if they're at a forward operating base or back behind the wall where it's safe. You're the presence of God in a dangerous place. And when the chaplain comes into that area, a lot of people remember, you know, God is with us, and here's the chaplain. And, oh, he's got these cards from people all over the United States that just want to say thank you. And so a lot of the cards are saved. And I've told many people, what you write on one of these cards could be read in 50 years from now as a grandchild is looking through the letters that a mom or dad or grandfather or grandmother received when they were deployed. You never know who's going to get the card that you write. And so knowing that that card's going to get to somebody, a soldier, an airman, a Marine, but just trusting God that the right person's going to get the card and read it, you know, on a particular day and save it and so forth. It is interesting to know that God knows who's going to get that card and the impact that it will have. And we have had people, you know, write their address on the card and say, you know, please write me back when you get home, or I would love to be your pen pal. And not everyone gets a reply back. I know some people do, but wonderful just to know that we're a conduit for grateful Americans who want to get their message to the military overseas. And so I do have this network of chaplains that help in the distribution process, and that's been great.
Brian, you mentioned the fact that, you know, with the soldiers being deployed, and obviously they're there, they have the, you know, the men and women that they serve with, but there has to be that feeling of isolation at times. They're so far away from home, they're away from their family. Can you comment a little bit more about that, and then why and how these cards mean so much to them?
Yeah, I think the hardest part about the separation is if maybe your wife is getting ready to have a baby and you're not able to come home for that, or maybe birthdays and anniversaries, or, of course, the Christmas and Thanksgiving holiday, those special occasions that you're not a part of. And I think when I've been deployed, I think I can speak for those who are in the military that have been deployed, it really is a family. And when you go through those times where you're not at home, you know you're not the only one going through it. I mean, it's everyone is missing home. But they really do some wonderful things while you're deployed to try to bring the holidays to you. I know at several times we had, you know, Christmas trees that were there and different things that were shipped in by different companies to kind of make it special during the deployment. But I think the fact that people are going through it together, they're not alone in that. And I think the technology aspect, the fact that you can Skype and you can see your family, you know, years ago, we didn't have that technology, and so it was sending tapes through the mail or maybe an audio or a videotape, something like that. But now, with technology, you can get on Skype or FaceTime or those type of programs and see each other, and I think that helps with the separation. And I think what we're doing through Operation Thank You is just letting people know they may never meet the people who filled these cards out, but there still are a lot of citizens that are grateful, that pray for them, that have not forgotten about them. With everything going on in the busyness of our world, we haven't forgotten that we still have people deployed all throughout the world.
Brian Bowman of Operation Thank You. If you'd like to send a card to a soldier, visit OperationThankYou.org. This is the Hometown Journal on the Journey.
Now back to more of the Journey Hometown Journal.
Our guest on the Hometown Journal is Brian Bowman of Operation Thank You. This is Mike Weston with Mark Edwards. Brian, along with participating in sending cards to service members to encourage them, what has your experience as a chaplain showed you that soldiers and their families need in the way of support and encouragement?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Mike. I think a few tips for ministering to military families that are in your church or community or workplace is, you know, invite them out to dinner or lunch, or just invite them to, you know, go bowling or do something with you, because military families are very resilient and they all have wonderful stories about their service and the sacrifice that they make when their loved ones are deployed overseas. And I think just inviting them to be a part of what you're doing and allowing them to share their story. They're some of the most resilient people that I've ever met. And I know, you know, my daughter, she's struggled before when I've been deployed, but now I can see how it's made her stronger, because she understands why Daddy has to do this and has a better concept of freedom is not free and the sacrifices that family members have to make when their loved one serves overseas. So just doing something practical for a military family, you know, if it's in the summer and helping out with the yard, or just finding out what needs they might have and being a practical source of help, I think is huge.
Not to get negative per se, but are there things that you've noticed sometimes the way people interact with military families, or the things they try to do to be helpful that are really not helpful that we should try to not do?
There probably are, and I think that's where people need to realize that military families are very resilient, and they don't maybe want pity or something, and that may not even be the right word, but I think they just want to feel like they haven't been forgotten about, and I think giving them an opportunity to share their story and to be a part of what's going on, I think, is huge. But I would say just saying thank you and that we're here to help, you know, is there anything that we can do? We have some prayer cards that we have on our website, and this is something that we designed a number of years ago. But it's a place where you can take a picture of a service member, a wallet-size photo, and it fits on this military prayer card, and it has seven different areas to pray for on a daily basis: protection, courage and valor, wisdom and insight, faith in God, pride and patriotism, strength and spirit, soul and body, and loved ones at home. And what some churches have done is they've got a hold of these prayer cards, and they've put pictures of those who are deployed, and maybe even the entire family, on this wall. And they've called it like a wall of honor or a prayer wall. And it just keeps people in the church mindful, oh, so-and-so has a loved one who's deployed. We need to remember to pray for him or her. And so that's just one idea that churches can do to honor and support those who are deployed overseas, is by making kind of a prayer wall and putting these pictures up. And the prayer cards that we have, they fit in a little sleeve, and they have a magnet on the back of it, so you can kind of put it on a refrigerator, or you can use it as a bookmark in a Bible or something like that. But it's a neat little tool to remember the importance of praying for our troops and their families.
You're listening to Hometown Journal. Mark Edwards and Mike Weston talking with Brian Bowman of Operation Thank You. Brian, with so many soldiers now returning home with injuries, what are some of the special needs they and their families have, and how can people support and encourage them?
Yeah, that's a great question. We obviously are aware of the injuries that can be seen, those who have lost limbs or have had physical injuries. The one thing that we don't hear about as much are the hidden wounds, not just post-traumatic stress disorder, but there's a lot of talk about something called moral injury, which you can research a little bit more on online, but it's just basically, it's kind of an injury of the conscience or the soul, because we know that our troops sometimes have to do things that are very difficult, and maybe they felt like they've crossed some lines morally or in their conscience, and they struggle with that. And so I think being able to provide counseling and a place that's safe for those who are returning to talk about their experiences is very important, because I know during the Vietnam War, a lot of the men and women came home and the nation was not grateful and they did not want to hear the stories. They basically just said, you know, we're trying to get past this. You don't need to tell us about it. And we know that that was a huge detriment in the lives of veterans from that war. And so I think it's important that we, as a nation, take responsibility, not just for sending our troops, but when they come home, that we also have to care for them. And I know the VA is doing all that they can do, and there's other organizations that are helping to fill that gap. But I think as people of faith, as believers and Christians, we need to recognize that some come back and they struggle with things that we can't see, and we might feel, you know, that they're okay, but we really need to reach out and minister to them. And I think veterans helping other veterans is one of the big keys, because sometimes people will not open up and tell a civilian something that they've been a part of because the person's a civilian and not had that experience. But if a Vietnam veteran asks them, hey, could you tell me what are some of your challenges now that you're home? Are you struggling with anything? I think that combat veteran will open up to the Vietnam veteran. And I've seen God use that as a way to help heal those from Vietnam with those from Iraq and Afghanistan. So just being available to welcome people home and let them know that we're here to care for them and to care for their soul as well.
And speaking of the caring for the soul, then, can you tell us a story or two of your experience maybe with a soldier overseas where you had the opportunity to share the gospel with them, to share that part of life with them, and what happened there, what that was like?
Sure. In fact, something's coming to my mind right now, and I've heard an article about this that'll be coming out, I think, in March in the Military Chaplain magazine. But I was deployed in 2006 to Germany, and I worked at the hospital at Landstuhl, Germany, and that's the hospital that receives everyone from Iraq and Afghanistan and from that area of the world who is severely injured. And after they're treated in Germany, they're sent to Walter Reed and other hospitals in the United States. And during that deployment, I worked in the inpatient psych ward at the hospital. And I remember shortly after getting there, just asking the Lord, you know, how could I best minister to those that were dealing with psychological wounds and stress and things like that. And I tried something unique. I used music to get people to open up and have a discussion. And I think this will be interesting because you're a Christian music station. One of the songs that I used came from Jeremy Camp, which we've heard of him before. He's a wonderful singer and songwriter. And I found that taking his lyrics, printing them out, and circulating them among the group, it was called a spiritual wellness group, and then I would introduce the topic and say, you know, we have a lot of emotions in the room, but I'm going to play a song for you. Just want you to close your eyes, or you can look at the lyrics. You'll have a copy of the lyrics. But we're going to have a little discussion about how your life relates with maybe a phrase or a word, and we'll just kind of go from there and just keep an open heart and mind. And it's amazing how God used Christian music, especially the songs of Jeremy Camp, to open up these men and women who were broken and allowed them to speak to the lyrics of the song. And it's amazing how the Lord used that as a springboard to get a discussion going about spiritual wellness. And I just sat back and watched God move, and I just kind of facilitated the discussion. But it really showed me the power of music, and I thought about David and Saul, and that when the evil spirits came, Saul would want David to come and play his harp, and how that brought him relief. And I think in the same way, music, especially Christian music, has a lot of power. And I know Jeremy Camp's music, because of, you know, losing his first wife, and then I think in his second marriage there was a miscarriage, and so he writes out of his pain, but he always brings you back to the hope that he finds in the Lord. And I think that's what really helped these men and women connect with his songs, was he kind of takes you to the depths, but he brings you back up where you find hope in God. And I saw the Lord work many ways through just bringing songs in and then having discussions about different songs.
Brian Bowman of Operation Thank You is our guest on the Hometown Journal. If you or your organization would like to get involved in encouraging active duty service members, veterans, or wounded warriors, visit OperationThankYou.org. More with Brian Bowman in a minute.
Now back to more of the Journey Hometown Journal.
I'm Mike Weston, along with Mark Edwards, and we're highlighting the work of Operation Thank You. This is an organization started by military chaplain Brian Bowman to encourage soldiers. Through Operation Thank You, you can send a card to soldiers and veterans. Brian, as we wrap up, share how you as a chaplain minister to those in the military and the approach you take to reaching out to soldiers and their families.
One of the things that I try to be very careful about is not casting judgment or anything like that, because I wanted to be available to minister and to really listen. And I think as believers, it's so easy to have an answer. The Bible does say, you know, we need to be prepared and have an answer. But in these situations where people are struggling and they're hurting, they really need what I call a non-judgmental presence. And that's where you can be with someone in the pain of their despair. And unlike Job's friends who came and wanted to pick him apart and explain, well, this happened because of this and that, and or God's punishing you, just sitting with someone in their pain and allowing the Lord to minister to them over time. We don't always have to have the answer. I mean, we know who the answer is, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. But being available to be present with someone and not always trying to fix someone, but being patient and letting God do what he can do. I've learned that when people are very much in these depths of despond, as I work with people in the psych ward, the last thing they needed was a chaplain thumping them with the Bible. One of my favorite quotes is from St. Francis of Assisi, who says, "Preach the gospel always, use words if necessary." And I've just seen it so much in my life and my ministry that people will get around and ask you, "Hey, why are you doing this? Or what's different about you?" And that's when the doors open to share, because they've asked, they see that the Lord's in your life, but they want to know more. And so I really enjoy what I do with Operation Thank You. It's an extension of my ministry as a chaplain, and just very exciting to be a part of partnering with the Journey listeners over the last few months and sent these care packages overseas.
That's Brian Bowman of Operation Thank You. And again, to all of our listeners who ordered cards and emailed those words of encouragement to soldiers over the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, thank you for showing support for our military service members and veterans. If you didn't get a chance to participate but you would like to still be involved, visit OperationThankYou.org. For Mike Weston, I'm Mark Edwards. This is the Hometown Journal.
You've been listening to the Journey Hometown Journal. If you're a part of an organization or know of one in the communities we serve and would like to be considered as a guest, please make your request at myjourneyfm.com, email office@myjourneyfm.com, or call 800-424-9594. The Hometown Journal is a presentation of The Journey. Opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of The Journey or Liberty University.